This week, we're going to have a number of conversations about women, sex, and power. For example, we're going to talk to a woman some consider notorious for naming the names of her celebrity bed partners. We'll hear why she thinks her decision to tell all is a form of empowerment. Today, though, we're going to start with a conversation about women and sports. Not just any sport, a fast-moving, hard-hitting contact sport that for some reason has always been more popular when played by women than men. We're talking about roller derby. The mix of no-holds-barred contact and campy feminine touches is winning new fans. We heard about it courtesy of our friends at the Washington Post Sunday Magazine, which featured a profile of Scare Force One DC roller girls. And joining me to talk about all this is Rochelle Hulsman. She's a roller derby skater in Boston, and Angela Wall, captain of the Scare Force One DC roller girls team. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Angela, Ms. Wall, that is not how you're known to your teammates, correct?
No, they know me as Connalisa Slice, or Slice for short.
How did you get that name?
It was a really big deal for me when I was picking a name to be on the DC Roller Girls, to be a powerful woman in DC. A lot of the names have some sort of wordplay to them, you know, some sort of violence or some kind of connotation outside of just a strict name. So this was kind of fun for me and just wanted to be, you know, kind of a powerful woman in D.C.
Okay, well, Rachel, what's your roller derby nickname?
My derby name is Harley Quinn.
Okay. And how did you pick that?
Harley Quinn is actually a character from the Batman comic strips. She was the Joker's sidekick, and I ended up picking her because I was impressed. She was the only comic book hero slash villain that didn't have a superpower and was just awesome all by herself.
Now, I understand that the sport started in the 30s, kind of went away in the 70s, and recently had a comeback. So, Rachel, I wanted to ask you first, how did you hear about it, and what attracted you to the sport?
One of my friends had actually read about the DC Roller Girl tryouts in the Washington City paper. And I had a bit of a skating background when I was younger. And she had dared me to try out. And initially, I was kind of hesitant. And then I went down and checked it out. And I was totally impressed and blown away by the women there and decided to try out.
Angela Slice, Madam Secretary, the game, I've seen it, I think we've all kind of seen it, but I don't think I understand it. So what's the goal? How is it played? Briefly, if you would.
There's a couple main goals. You want to get your jammer through and prevent the other jammer from getting through. I think each team has a little bit of a different tweak on that, but you have to be absolutely cognizant of everything that's going on. You have to be extremely aware.
And you have to be extremely tough and willing to get hit, knocked down. And you all seem to lead these double lives. Angela, you manage an animal hospital.
I do, an all-cat hospital in Alexandria.
An all-cat hospital. In fact, you're wearing your scrubs now. And Rachel, you're the director of development for the National Coalition for the Homeless. And
yes.
It just strikes me that empathy is part of your job during the day, both of you. And so how do you switch gears into this kind of mean girl, knock anybody down who's in my way kind of thing?
I think a lot of us need that outlet. You know, we do lead these regular, normal lives, and we need that outlet for letting out, you know, everything that we've been holding inside. And so we love it.
But what do you love? You like knocking people down?
Well, yes, of course.
I think when you first come out, that's the first thing you want to do is you want to knock people down. You want to be excited about knocking people down. But as you get into it and learn more about the sport, it's more about being able to take a hit and stand on your skates. And that's, I think, even more empowering.
Why? You know, a lot of people would argue that that's one of the great things about being a woman is that you don't have to get hit. Or at least you shouldn't have to get hit. That's kind of the whole point, is not getting hit.
I think some people, you know, find stress relief in yoga, things like that. They're more calming. And some people kind of need a more maybe violent, maybe just contact sport.
Is there something important about that for women, you think, Angela?
I think absolutely. I think that we're generally kind of trained, if you will, to be a little bit more meek, and if we have power, to kind of go about it in a strategic way and not come out and show it and be, you know, this terror to deal with. I think that it's nice because you can come out and do that on the track, and these girls are all so, you know, come from different backgrounds and so powerful in their own sense that, you know, we leave it on the track. We can all go out afterwards and everybody has to go back to work Monday morning. None of us get paid to do this. So you have to be able to, you know, to beat each other up, but to a point that, you know, nobody wants to really hurt anyone.
Sure. And I think it's really important to express that while we do like hitting each other and being able to take a hit, we do all have a mutual respect and understanding that, you know, we're doing it not to necessarily hurt one another, but to play the game. And we do it for the love of the game and the strategy to it.
Talk to me about the whole issue with the game. The campy uniforms, the fishnet stockings, the funny names. I noticed that some of the ladies are quite glam while they're knocking each other around. Is there something about the contrast between the traditionally masculine and the traditionally feminine that's part of the fun? Or is that taking on that feminine thing sort of an in-joke, just to say, you know, we hit people, but we still wear lipstick, Angela?
I think that it's kind of a combination of both. I think you have to come out with the attitude that, you know, you are a tough girl and that you're here to do business. But it is tongue-in-cheek. It is kind of campy. You know, you wear the short skirts and the fishnets, and, you know, usually most of these places that you're playing offers, you know, some sort of alcoholic beverage. And it's such a wide variety of people that come. I have, you know, everyone from cousins that are 4 and 5 years old to my, you know, 80-some-year-old grandmother who comes. And everybody has a good time.
But I do want to ask about some of the language that I read in the article. And I don't know if you guys think that this was an accurate representation, but it seemed like the B word seemed very much in evidence, at least.
I think a lot
practices.
Of that is,
And I just want to ask, you know, how is that empowering to use a word that has traditionally been used to degrade women?
I think that we kind of use that between each other in the same sort of way that a lot of people in a certain group use that between each other, where it's not necessarily acceptable for someone else to use it towards one of us. But us using it with each other is a little bit different connotation. We also,
absolutely.
This is, you know, this is language that's been taken from game day, you know, from we have our game faces on. And, you know, I was one of the people that kind of shied away from having the microphone on me while I played because I knew that it wasn't going to be something that I wanted my parents to listen to. So, you know, a lot of us are, you know, have respectable jobs and don't talk like that, you know, in our normal day life. But when you're out on the track and you're kind of in the moment, I think that
I think it's also important to note that you smoked the other team.
So. Right. We are undefeated.
We are having a wonderful season. We are undefeated going into our championships on October 20th.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Angela Wall, Condoleezza Slice, is captain of the Scare Force One DC Roller Girls team. She was kind enough to join us here in the studio. We're also joined by Rachel Hulsman. She's a skater in Boston, and she joined us from Boston, Massachusetts. Harley Quinn, thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck. Not that you need it. I'm scared of you. If you want to read the article about Scare Force One in its entirety, you can find a link to it on our website. It's in this week's Washington Post Sunday magazine, and the piece called Fight Club is by writer Lauren Wilcox.